Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Joe.
Joe, you are caller 20.
Yes! Woohoo!
You got tickets to see Blink 182 at Acrisure Arena, and you're also on the standby boarding list for a chance to win a trip to Aftershock Festival in San Francisco. And when I say San Francisco, I mean Sacramento.
Let's go. Thank you, Kevin Ryder at K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb, a story in Florida about robot rabbits. There's a 20-foot python that's been rescued from an apartment complex here in Los Angeles. 20-foot python. Come on. In animal news, we have the Denmark Zoo is asking for your pets. They want your pets, and it's for a horrible reason. And we'll tell you about that coming up. We've got the 420 catch of the day. We've got your tickets to see Justice at the Forum and a bunch more tickets for this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You are adorable.
It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We're going to tell you about a guy in Florida who, I know it's going to surprise you, is very dumb. What's up with Florida is coming up on K-Rock.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A Florida man flipped out after being denied a free refill at a kid's lemonade stand. The dude bought a lemonade, downed it, told the kid, give me a refill. The kid said, you got to pay for a refill. And he lost it, went crazy. Started yelling at the kid. The mom got up and came over to see what was going on. He's cursing, saying that the kid won't give him a refill. He picks up the mom, apparently, and threatened her. He has since been charged with felony battery. He's identified as 45-year-old Stephen Cusimano. Happened in Clearwater, Florida. And his rap sheet includes convictions, this is not surprising, for battery as well as trespassing, narcotics possession, disorderly intoxication, assault with a deadly weapon, theft, and more. And I'm just saying, if it's a kid's lemonade stand...
You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
We have more tickets for you to see Blink 182 at Acrisure Arena, and you qualify to see him at the Aftershock Festival coming up in a few minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa, you're caller 20.
Really?
Really? You got tickets to see Blink 182 at Acrisure Arena.
Thank you so much. I've been trying all week.
Oh, well, I'm happy that you won then. The grand prize drawing is for a trip for two to the Aftershock Festival in Sacramento to see them again.
Oh, my gosh.
You're qualified for that as well. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? Got tickets for Justice coming in the 5 o'clock hour. They're going to be playing the Forum October 25th, and we'll give you a shot at those. I'm sure you saw on the news in Los Angeles that there was a 20-foot python in an apartment complex dumpster. So you're just living in an apartment. You're ready to go to work. You take out the trash. You open up the dumpster. And there's a 20-foot python. I'm 6'2". That's over three times my height. It is a monster snake. And I am running from the hills. I would not have anything to do with that. Here's the report.
From saving a kitten to saving a snake, an abandoned 20-foot python now in the right hands. Residents of an apartment complex finding the reptile in a dumpster. Joseph Hart stepped in after other animal rescuers and animal control denied care.
Denied care? How does that work? That's their job. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to pass on this one.
Hart, also known as the reptile hunter, is now helping Apples the snake recover from a mouth infection and teaching about the misunderstandings of reptiles.
Does he sound like a middle schooler? Yeah, he does.
Now, that really breaks my heart because this snake, as you can see, has the will to live. She is super strong and capable of fighting off this infection.
Yo, dude, I'm just trying to get out of the garage and go to work.
And all it took was somebody to go down there, check her out, and try to offer her a second chance. And that's exactly what we're going to do.
Apple is expected to fully recover in about 3 months.
Joseph Hart said that Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, inspired him. I'd like to make a pact right now between you and me. Let's not tell him about the end of Steve Irwin, crocodile hunter, when the stingray stabbed him in the heart and killed him. He doesn't need to know that. He's got his whole high school years ahead of him. Remember yesterday when I told you that group of citizens in Studio City caught somebody stealing their mail? We're going to talk to one of them. coming up here in a few minutes. Part of the Valley Hearts Vigilantes. Talk to him in a second on K-Rock. We are going to talk to the head of the Valley Hearts Vigilantes. Very excited about this. They caught people stealing their mail. Talk to him next. I love this story out of Studio City. A group of neighbors in Studio City were fed up following weeks of their mail being stolen. And so they decided to do something about it. Here's Channel 7 News.
All new this morning, a group of neighbors in Studio City are fed up following weeks of mail being stolen. But finally, they were able to catch the suspected thief red-handed.
Eyewitness News reporter David Gonzalez joins us live from Studio City with stunning video of this takedown. David, what happened?
Hey, good morning, Rachel. Yeah, residents in this community say they've been targeted by this specific suspect who has been stealing their mail.
I can't listen to that guy anymore. And then people in the neighborhood jumped him.
You like to steal mail? You like to steal mail? Yeah? You like to steal mail? Huh? You like to steal? Go ahead. Where are you going?
Oh! Sadly, despite the confrontation and a call to police, the suspect was able to get away. And just to give you an idea as to how serious they are, right now we're on the corner of Valley Hearts and Longridge, and these guys are calling themselves the Valley Hearts Vigilantes.
I got to tell you, maybe I'm too excited about this, but I made a commercial for the Valley Hearts Vigilantes.
When their mail is stolen in Studio City and the police won't help, they do what needs to be done with pepper spray. You won't come back if you know what's good for you. They are the Valley Hearts Vigilantes. Stamping out mail theft for good.
And we bring on now, are you the captain? Are you the boss? What do they call you, Tim?
I am Batman Child. No. It's so funny how this started. Like, the whole Valley Heart Vigilante thing got started about a year and a half ago.
Oh, did it?
Because in one day, I caught, I don't know if I could say this on the air, but a PDF file.
Right.
And an arsonist in the same day. And I was truly convinced that I was on the Truman Show and everybody was actors, because there's no way this happens all the time to me.
What do you mean you caught people a year and a half ago? What are you, just going around trying to catch people?
No, people just, they'll call me. My neighbor called me and said this guy ran in and tried to grab her kid. So next thing I know, I'm running down the street because you leave kids alone in my eyes.
Right.
I confront him and he goes, oh, it's okay, man. I'm a map. And I went, like, a topography map? And he goes, no, I'm a minor attracted person. I was like, oh, that was the wrong thing to say to me.
Oh, man.
The police offered me a job 3 times.
Then you didn't take it? Seems like it would be perfect for you.
Vigilante's better. I like Batman better. It's just so much got a better ring to it other than police. You know what I mean?
Let me play a little music here underneath our underneath our conversation. So how long has your mail been getting stolen?
So it's been getting stolen for about 7 to 8 weeks now. We have tried everything. They held up our mailman at gunpoint for the master key.
Wow.
So they could open the master key just like a mailman could and steal everybody's mail within seconds and then take off. And this guy really wasn't smart. I guess it was just a smart thing he did was he would park a mile away, take that scooter, go rob people so they couldn't get his license plate. But, you know, we called 911 that night when we found him by blind luck. I mean, it was so stupid. He hit the same place 4 nights in a row. I'm like, he cannot be that big of a Shrek and be that stupid at the same time.
So you had pepper spray and you confronted him and you said, hey, are you stealing our mail?
Yeah, I should have brought my ogre spray, because apparently pepper spray doesn't work on people over 6'5".
It didn't stop him?
Didn't he? Well, I mean, it fazed him a little bit, but then he knocked the phone out of my hand, and you want to play Thunderdome, and, you know, I'm going to win.
he charged you was the end of that report.
He tried to stab me at one point. I had leather gloves on, and he bit me, and he actually bit a little bit through the glove.
Oh, my God.
I had a finger gouge him to make him stop bite me. And then when he tried to stab me, my elbow went through the driver's side window. That's why my elbow was all cut up and I was bleeding. And then when he tried to come out with the knife, I took the baseball bat and I hit him on the femur.
Ouch. It looks like the car got destroyed. Was that other people in the neighborhood?
Well, I mean, it's in the police report that, like, after wrestling with him and he tried to stab me, it was just a stupid thing. And by the way, I'm the professional idiot. Do not do this at home, okay?
Right.
It is completely stupid to do this.
Don't play Batman. Don't be part of the Valley Hearts Vigilantes.
Yeah, mom says I'm built stupid tough. So let me take the punishment, okay?
So
after he tried to stab me, I was like, all right, well, I'm going to bash the front window out because if a police officer sees that, he's going to pull him over. Then he gets busted with the evidence as well. So I kind of went Babe Ruth on the windshield.
Wow, man, you destroyed that thing. And have you heard from him? Have you heard from the police?
I was a little angry, but what would you say?
Have you heard from the police?
Yeah, they did. They did arrest him.
Oh, fantastic.
They're like, we had to make a stop by the hospital. I was like, why did you have to do that?
What about the bite on my hand?
Well, that, and I forgot that I need him in the head, and apparently he had to get a CT scan, so they got to make sure that there's some kind of peanut in there floating around that they call a brain.
I got to tell you, Tim, you sound a little scary to me, but I'm happy
I promise, I'm not.
I'm happy that you were able to catch the guy that was stealing your mail.
It's just, you know, as neighbors, it's the same thing as family. We are meant to help each other. We're built to live in communities together. And you can see clearly that this neighborhood came together, and it has brought us together more than ever. We're meeting neighbors that we've never met before.
Did you sit around in shifts and wait for the guy to come steal mail?
No, it was just, honestly, it was just so stupid luck. I'm sitting there playing Call of Duty, and we have a WhatsApp group group chat.
Right.
And one of the dads was like, I'm going to go for a walk. And I'm like, all right, we're not going to find this guy. And it was, we walked past the Jeep just down 10 minutes into the walk. And I'm like, that's the same Jeep. And I went, oh, he looks like Sloth from the Goonies. And then I looked at the license plate, and he usually had a piece of paper over it, but it was the same bedazzling around the license plate, moron, that we could see. And then he got out and put the same hat, same bag, same everything, and just left. And I went, thank you, God. This is the best gift I could have ever gotten.
What happens to that guy now that the police have him? Do you know?
So, from my understanding, is every piece of mail that he was caught with that didn't have his name on him is 5 years in federal prison.
Wow! That's fantastic. So,
yeah, I really hope they stick to that one, but I know they're charging him with assault with a deadly weapon because he tried to stab me. So,
fantastic.
Who knows? I hope they throw the book at him to make an example. Like, we're over this. We're done. We're done. Like, we call the police. We're on the phone with 911, and I know the police can only uphold the laws that are in the books. They can't do anything more than that.
Yeah.
So you cannot get mad at them.
There was a story that came out the same day as your story about people in Hollywood that are getting their mail stolen the exact same way. The guy got a master key and just opened up every box and took everything out of it. Same exact thing.
I hope this is a message. You know, maybe you won't run into the cops. Maybe you'll run into somebody like me. I hope that no one does this again.
Is there some kind of signal that people could put in the sky if they need your help for the Valley Hearts Vigilantes?
Yeah, we'll just do a V and an H in the sky. We'll make it look like a handicapped Batman.
That's perfect.
I'm like Timu Batman, just not the
Timu Batman. I like it. It's not taken, so you have it. Hey,
I got bitten by a radioactive ogre. So if I don't turn into the Hulk, I'm gonna get a little mad here. You know?
Thank you for coming on the air with me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, my man.
Congratulations from Gabriel from Anaheim. Just got tickets to see Blink 182 at Acrisure Arena. Qualified to see the Aftershock Festival in Sacramento. A lot of times I feel like pets are the best thing about this world. They make you feel good when everything else is going wrong. And that's why it's a little stunning that there's a zoo in Denmark that's asking pet owners that want to give up their pets so that they can feed them to the lions that they have. This is a real story.
Pigs and rabbits and chickens. A Denmark zoo is asking pet owners to donate their unwanted animals, not for a public viewing, but for feeding the zoo's predators. The zoo says this imitates the natural food chain of the animals and makes sure that nothing goes to waste. And the zoo has fed animals for its lions and tigers for years, but this recent announcement sparked quite the debate online. Maybe for our furry friends, it just happens to be the circle of life.
So I thought we would get perhaps the spokesperson for the Aalborg Zoo on the phone and get a little clarification. Hello, who's this?
This is Carl Ardison.
Carl, hi.
How are you today? Do you have any pets you'd like to give for the zoo till you have food?
You know, even if I didn't like a pet, I don't think I would want to give it for food.
Oh, come on. It's the more natural way for things to happen. You have the pets. We have apex predators who are hungry here at the zoo.
Right. Then
give them to us so we can feed them the bits.
How does that work exactly? Let's say I hate my cat and I give it up.
Who doesn't hate cats?
And I give it to you. What happens? What's the process?
Well, they say, here, kitty, kitty, come here, kitty, kitty. I have friend for you to meet, and blah, blah, blah. It's pretty simple. The lynx, the tigers, the panthers, they all take care of it themselves. They know what to do.
You don't, like, euthanize them in a nice, peaceful way first?
Yeah, we, you know, give them, a cocktail. We play some nice music. We make them feel like they're at a party. And then next thing you know, it's dinner time.
How many pets have you received so far?
Well, we have, let me see, look in the box here. We get
in the box.
It's four, six, eight. We have mostly guinea pigs. They're not popular. People don't like guinea pigs.
Is it a popular pet there?
Yes, many people look, they say, oh, it's so cute, the guinea pig, and they get it home, it's like, ah, this is a crap pet. It doesn't do anything, doesn't fetch a ball, nothing. So they're eager to get rid of them, and we take them here, and it's like popcorn for lynx.
So the program is going pretty well. Are you getting any feedback from people that are upset?
Yes, some people are not pleased with the things we're saying and doing. PETA doesn't like us all that much, for sure.
Right.
But this is natural way for the animals to be eating, and they need the fur and the foods and the bones and everything in an animal, not just the meat.
They so need the bones, do they?
Everything. Just go put down. It's like Skittles. They're like little Skittles when they eat these things. It's crazy to watch. Good times. So do you have something for me to call in today to give me some pets?
I'm sorry I don't, but I do have one more question, and that is, you also mentioned small horses.
Yeah, they're the hardest one to get.
Do they put up a fight once they get in there with the lion?
Yeah, they're not crazy about it. I'll tell you that much for sure.
Well, I don't have any pets. I don't have any pets to offer up. I'm sorry.
How about your kids? You like all your kids?
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We have for you a song from Bob Moses, a brand new song that is out, I believe, yesterday. The new album is called Blink. It's out October 17th, 2025. And this song is Last Forever, and it's Bob Moses. The 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is the Canadian electronic duo called Bob Moses. They say there are some moments so perfect you just wish they would never end. And that song is about that. It's called Last Forever. It is coming on their upcoming album called Blink, October 17th on the world famous K-Rock. That's our 420 catch of the day.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reiters. What's up with Florida?
Florida officials have deployed an innovative tool to fight against invasive pythons in the Everglades. They're now using remote-controlled robotic rabbits. This is a thing.
In the ongoing fight against invasive pythons in the Everglades, Florida officials are hopping over to a new method of studying the species using robotic rabbits. The decoys are to lure pythons out of hiding and remove them from the Everglades. Pythons are an invasive species to Florida. Imported pythons were banned from the U.S. in 2012, but the species has overtaken the Everglades, harming food supplies for native predators while making some animals vanish entirely, such as foxes. Pythons are notoriously difficult to detect and capture, so the team of researchers designed the robotic rabbit to emit an odor to attract the snake. The rabbits are also equipped with cameras to monitor the pythons.
What could go wrong?
40 robotic rabbits are deployed across strategic areas in the Everglades and South Florida. The rabbits are solar-powered and waterproof to withstand the rainy conditions of the Everglades.
So we're going to release robot rabbits that are powered by the sun and are waterproof. Is there a plan to get them back under control? Or do they take over the world?
There was a time when humans and
bunnies
lived side by side.
Bunnies
hunt humans. That is the law.
And
enter the kingdom of the planet of robot bunnies.
All right, maybe that's a little far, but I'd rather not trust Florida to make this call.
We live in an aggressive time, and for some reason, this song sounds really good again. Limp Bizkit, Break Stuff. K-Rock. We have a brand new song from the band Bad Omens. We're going to play that coming up in about 5 minutes here on the world famous K-Rock. It is great. I can't wait for this song until 4:20 on Monday, so we're going to play it now. It is brand new Bad Omens, which is the band that you just listened to, Just Pretend. And this song, hopefully, is from the new album. It's called Spectre, and it's brand new Bad Omens on K-Rock. That is brand new Bad Omens on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. That song is called Spectre. And I think you'll be hearing a lot of it in the near future. That is a great song. You know how when you're leaving for work and you get up and you go out and you're kind of sleepwalking your way through life and you want to throw out your trash, you want to get in your car, you want to drive away? There's a place, an apartment complex in Los Angeles, where there was a 20-foot python found abandoned inside an LA apartment complex dumpster. A 20-foot python is insanely long. Here's the story.
From saving a kitten to saving a snake, an abandoned 20-foot python now in the right hands. Residents of an apartment complex finding the reptile in a dumpster. Right. Joseph Hart stepped in after other animal rescuers and animal control denied care.
Denied care? How does that work? That's their job. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to pass on this one.
Hart, also known as the reptile hunter, is now helping Apples the snake recover from a mouth infection and teaching about the misunderstandings of reptiles.
Does he sound like a middle schooler? Yeah, he does.
Now, that really breaks my heart because this snake, as you can see, has the will to live. She is super strong and capable of fighting off this infection.
Yo, dude, I'm just trying to get out of the garage and go to work.
And all it took was somebody to go in, go down there, check her out, and try to offer her a second chance. And that's exactly what we're going to do.
Apple is expected to fully recover in about 3 months.
Joseph Hart said that Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, inspired him. I'd like to make a pact right now between you and me. Let's not tell him about the end of Steve Irwin, crocodile hunter, when the stingray stabbed him in the heart and killed him. He doesn't need to know that. He's got his whole high school years ahead of him. We're tickets for Blink 182. We got one more pair for you coming up at 6 o'clock on K-Rock.